welcome, my friends, to this week's episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your host, High Performance Coach Maria, and I'm honored that you're listening in. Every week, I come with messages for you to stay a little more focused, a little more inspired and positive, because it is my hope that you can create more excitement and joy and fulfillment in all areas of your life. We know that there's a ton of chaos and stress in our lives every day. And I hope that every week I kind of remind you to appreciate more, stay focused on your dreams and your goals, and live a fulfilling, joyful life. Now, when I do these things, I always feel more energetic and obsessed about the studies I do on personal growth and personal development, because I want to continue to deliver messages of inspiration to you. And now, I just want to share something with you, because I just got notified that my TEDx talk is up on the TEDx channel on YouTube. And so I'll be doing some social media posts about that. But yes, it is published out there, and I just feel a sense of accomplishment right now. So thank you for all of you that cheered me on and encouraged me to do it. And let's get on with today's show, because today's show is a little different, but I am going to begin with a question, because it is relevant for this week. How do you react when you lose a friend, a colleague, a relative, or someone that you admire? And of course, today is just a fitting day, because it is Memorial Day. It's a day that we honor our fallen heroes, those that served our country and made the biggest sacrifice, which allows us to enjoy the freedom that we have in this country. Now, remember those who gave their lives in defense of our freedom, our values, and our way of life. We are forever indebted to these heroes, indebted to the heroes and their families who have sacrificed so much for our nation. Now, their courage, commitment, dedication, and selflessness will never, ever be forgotten. And their legacy will continue to inspire us for generations to come. So my friends, this Memorial Day at 3 p.m., every year at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, a moment of remembrance takes place. So when the clock strikes 3 p.m. today, take a minute in silence to remember and thank those that we have lost in service. And it's also a good time to remember those loved ones that we have lost, and just remember the impact that they had on your life. And a few things happened this past week that reminded me of the importance of relationships and seizing every opportunity to stay connected, to stay in integrity, and to seize each day with joy, with a reverence for life and gratitude. Now, we all have lost loved ones. And I ask again, how do you react when you lose a colleague, a friend, or a family member? I don't know about you, but for me, I go into denial, disbelief, and shock. No, this can't be true. And I'm experiencing a bit of that right now, and I can't seem to shake it yet. First of all, Memorial Day causes me to reflect on those that gave their lives for our country. But also, we lost someone that I admired this past week, and she was a legend. Courage, strength, and determination are only a few words to describe the legendary Tina Turner. Her courage, absolute courage, was an inspiration to others. She faced adversity with grace and dignity, and she never gave up on her dreams. She was a trailblazer. She broke down barriers, and she paved the way for others to follow in her footsteps. And as the song says, she was simply the best. She was better than all the rest. And when I lose someone, I have to process it. And each one of us processes loss differently. But I'm going to share what I did this week because it reminded me to just honor the best in people. So the first thing I always do is I honor the person's memory. I find ways to honor and remember the person who departed. So what I did this week is I created my own tribute to her by listening to her music, watching the classic movie of her life, and I danced my heart out. I danced like no one was watching. I took out my Tina Turner shirt, and I wore it around the house while I was dancing. I took out my old photo albums of our family camping trips and remembered the talent show when all of us crazy ladies danced to Rolling on the River, doing our best Tina Turner moves. And of course, I played Tina Turner. I then watched the video of this crazy group of friends of mine dancing to that song at my son's wedding. So at every family event, we always played that song and we had a fun and competitive dance-off. And I was thinking to myself, thank you, thank you, thank you. I actually shed a few tears, and I thanked her again for the impression that she had on my life, knowing the struggles that she went through, and she came out on the other end. And just like many of us, we struggle, but knowing that with perseverance and courage and determination, we can get through. Now, we humans, we are emotional creatures at heart. We kid ourselves that we are rational, logical human beings. But my friends, that's a facade. Emotions rule our lives. And when we lose someone that has had an impact on our lives, it's really okay to process our emotions and allow ourselves to grieve and honor the person and ask ourselves what we learned. And what I've also incorporated into my life when I lose someone is I know that every time I say goodbye to someone, I make it a special moment. When I say goodbye to someone, I have to treat it as special. I savor the moment. Too many times, we just go through the motions with maybe a peck on the cheek or a wave goodbye. And sometimes we might be angry when we leave someone. And I am reminded again how precious life is. We need to stop. Stop and make each goodbye a special moment. I thank the person for their time. I appreciate what they have done. I hug a little longer. I tell someone I love them. What if it was the last time I see this person? Is a casual wave enough? So I treat my everyday goodbyes with love and gratitude and more respect for life. I had some friends over this weekend, and we were just hanging out and getting some exercise and chatting and talking. It was great fun. But when they said goodbye, I hugged a little longer. I told them how much I did love them and appreciate them. So it's Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day, my friends. This week, I'm going to challenge you to make your goodbyes, each goodbye, a special moment in time. So when you walk away from someone, your energy is lifted and your heart feels warm. It is the best gift that you can give yourself and the best gift that you can give someone else. So as I honor the great men and women who serve this country, I am also honoring the legend of Tina Turner. Thanks for listening in today. And if you have any comments or suggestions, please message me on Facebook, Coaching with Maria. And please, my friends, I would love it if you would share my podcast with your friends. I do believe we all need some encouraging every day. And while sometimes the messages are a little more serious, know that my heart is in it and I am rooting and cheering for you every single day. So until next time, stay focused, stay positive, continue to find new ways of having fun, and no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, do it with passion. I'm Coach Maria, and I'm sending you love.